7 minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Thursday morning on our program, Safina to Ilal Jannah. Well, it's time for the Q&A, and I see everyone is listening to us this morning. Let's welcome our beloved, senior, respected, Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Thursday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We continue with the narrative of Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam, Prophet David, peace be upon him, and Prophet Solomon, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam. Chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, verses 80 and 81. Almighty Allah teaches us regarding David, Prophet Dawood alayhi salatu salam, وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ, and we taught him. Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun صُنْعَةَ لَبُوسٍ لَكُمْ, how to make the armor, the coat of mail, so that they can use that during the time of war. You know, Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam killed Jalut, David, and Goliath. From a young age, Almighty Allah utilized him to participate in war against the enemies. So, wa'allamnahu, Almighty Allah made the steel, the iron soft for him. وَأَلَنَّا لَوُ الْحَدِيدِ, so Almighty Allah made it easy for him to manufacture and make the armor as well. لَبُوسٍ لَكُمْ, so this armor for your benefit. لِتُحْسِنَكُمْ مِنْ بَعْسِكُمْ, so you can defend yourself and protect yourself from the enemy during the time of war. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ شَاكِرُونَ, so will you be grateful? So Almighty Allah addressed them, إِعْمَلُوا عَلَى دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا, you the followers, you the family of Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam, you must exercise gratitude, thankfulness. So what is thankfulness? We use all the bounties, all the favors which Almighty Allah sends and showers upon us, recurring upon us in his obedience for his pleasure. So that is the meaning of shukr, and stay away from the vices and the sins. Today, when we want to travel, we go by plane from city to city, country to country, continent to continent. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, Allah jalla wala granted him the most magnificent kingdom. Chapter 38, verse 35, Rabbi habli mulkan la yambaghi li ahadin min ba'di, O Almighty Allah, grant me such a magnificent kingdom, no one after me must ever have such a kingdom. Innaka antal wahhab, you are the best of givers, ya Allah. Fa'atahu iyyah, Almighty Allah gave it to him, as mentioned in Sunan Nasai, the Hadith Kitab, the teaching, preaching of the Master, Prophet Muhammad Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. ولسليمان الريح. نبي داود عليه الصلاة والسلام's name 16 times. The beloved and the one who could run fast. And Nabi Sulaiman 17 times. So 17 times his name is mentioned, honorable name, to be protected. ولسليمان الريح عاصفة. And we subjugated and made subservient for him, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, the wind, the strong wind, تجري بأمره. It would go and move with his command. He wanted to go from this place to this place. The wind would take him at the speed he wanted it to go. Imagine what miracles Almighty Allah Jalla Wala blessed him with. إلى الأرض التي باركنا فيها. He would go to the land of Palestine. And there is where we put barakah, where we put blessings. Almighty Allah called it Al-Ardul Mubarakah, the land of blessing. Al-Ardul Muqaddasa, the holy land. Therefore, Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, all of them are buried in the holy land of Palestine, not in the land of Israel. Israel is a rogue and apartheid and terrorist regime. وَكُنَّا بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَالِمِينَ. And we are all knowing about this. Nothing is hidden. Nothing is obscure from me. So Almighty Allah elevated them, blessed them with so many miracles. And that is Qudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wa'ala. Let us give you some news that are very, very important for you to know. That Putin and Russia have warned America, you stop stealing oil from Syria. This is the Americans, they're masters in this. The biggest terrorist, super terrorist. Why did they attack Iraq? Against the Republic, against the United Nations, and not taking permission. Based on a lie, they murdered and killed million people plus in Iraq just for the oil. And now they want to steal and are stealing oil from Syria. And Putin and Russia are warning them, you will be in serious trouble. And they know that, how they are catching a good hiding in Ukraine, whether it be America, whether it be their proxies, whether it be NATO and Europe, or whether it be the rogue regime of Israel. Then we go to MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan. It desecrated Makkah Mukarrama, desecrated Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, defiled Medina Munawwara yesterday. Everybody saw that people are sending social media in Medina Munawwara. Herzog calls himself, listen carefully, Herzog calls himself the chief rabbi, the grand rabbi of Saudi Arabia. Can you believe that? That they have a rabbi in Saudi Arabia. He goes there to where Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu is buried and is reading. When he reads, what is he doing? He's cursing the Sahaba and he's reading against the Muslims. And this Saudi Kafir regime, they entertain all these type of shaitans. One murtad accepting the enemy of Islam and giving them all the privileges which they will not even give Muslims. That is defiling, desecrating the holy land of Medina Munawwara. Makkah Mukarrama, the journalist comes, he climbs there, the mountain in Arafat, and he has interviews from there. Israel, TV channel 13, everybody saw that yesterday. This is MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, the enemy of Islam, and in Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, using and putting in there all the urinals so the Hujjaj must stand and urinate. Allah's curse be upon you, MBS, and all those who agree with you. You are 100% murtad and out of the fold of Islam. If you die today, don't be surprised what happened to Mustafa Kemal Ataturk will happen to you. If you know what happened to Mustafa Kemal Ataturk, he abolished the Adhan, he abolished the Arabic Quran, and he told the women, you must walk around with miniskirts in Turkey. When the time came for death, for 1 year, 2 years, ants and insects were coming out of his body. No one could help him and assist him. When he died, then remember, the land and the sand would not accept him. Then they had to put him in a box and leave him there. This is the condition of these murtads. MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, FBI, the Murtad bin Iblis, who delivered the khutbah there in Arafat. So these are a bunch of Murtads. And we, and you Salafis, who are scholars for dollars, collecting the dollars and the money from Saudi Arabia, your lips are sealed. What will you say tomorrow when Almighty Allah questions you? What will you say? How will you face the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam when this enemy defiled, desecrated the holy land of Medina Munawwara? Before I end off Mawlana Arafat, for you, a nice story. You like stories. And our listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, you like stories. Junaid Mota, listen. One person went alone for Hajj. What was his name? Never mind, I wanted to say Junaid Mota. We say Abdullah Mota, right? So we can't say Junaid Mota, we say Abdullah Mota. He went alone. So when he came back from Hajj, then he don't address his wife. Oh, my darling. Oh, my sweetheart. Oh, my poppy. Oh, my Jan. Jan means my life. So the wife said, oh, hubby. Oh, honey, how come you're not calling me all these affectionate names since you came back from Hajj? What's wrong? He said, no, I'm a Haji now. I perform Hajj. I can't speak lies anymore. I can't speak lies anymore. So therefore, I'm no more calling you all these names.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. We said, Sheikh Mustafa from Dubai. He says, Ustad, AK, you heard the sad news in Egypt. 30 young girls who had memorized the Quran were dead in an accident while returning from the prize giving. They have been buried yesterday. Allahu Akbar. May Allah have mercy on them. Sheikh Mustafa, Ustad.
Sheikh Mustafa, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Gee, we heard about it. Allah Jalla wala grant them Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Almighty Allah grant their parents and family the Sabr-e Jameel. Almighty Allah protect our students, boys and girls, male and female. There in Egypt, they have another murtad, and he is Sisi. Sisi is another agent of the Israel, just like MBS and so forth. So remember that all of them, chapter 61, verse number 8, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Their intention is to extinguish the radiance, the effulgence of Almighty Allah with their mouths and their media. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah will let His Noor, His Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah of the Master Habibuna, Prophet Muhammad Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, spread all over the world, and the Muslims will rule all over the world. You can see how things are changing rapidly. That America and the West, their dominance is waning and decreasing everywhere, and the rise of Islam. So may Almighty Allah grant our students who became shaheed and martyrs, Allah grant them the highest stages. Tomorrow they will wake up on the day of Qiyamah and they'll be reciting the Quran Sharif. That is what awaits them. Subhanallah, you know, on the 8th, on the write down, make note, O Muslim Ummah, fast asleep Ummah, Ummah who is in slumber, on the 18th of Zulhijjah, and the year 35. Write it down. 18th of Zulhijjah, the year 35, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu reciting the Quran, and the enemies came, and then they martyred and murdered him. So ulama wrote that tomorrow for Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda, Amirul Mu'mineen, the Quran Sharif will intercede for him. Oh you Talibat, oh you students, for you the Quran Sharif will intercede for you. That is your rank, that is your sabr, and you the parents, Allahumma ighfir lahum warhamhum wa'afihim wa'fu anhum wa wassi mudkhalahum wa akrim nuzulahum wa naqihim min al-khulud. Allah Ta'ala, give them the highest stages in Jannat al-Firdaus.
Ameen. Ameen to Ameen. I see Dr. Sahib saying, Mufti Sahib, please take some honey. Look after yourself, Ustad.
Gee, we're trying everything. It'll come right, inshallah. As I speak, the voice is getting better, inshallah.
Ameen to Ameen. Ustad, I've got Logan. He says, can I donate my organs after death? AK, Logan Ustad.
You are a non-Muslim. For you to do so is permissible. If you are asking me as a Muslim, then we say no, it's not permissible. This body has been given to us as an amanat, as a trust. And now you want to give your eyes, you want to give your lungs, your kidneys, or whatever else. So that is your prerogative as a non-Muslim. But for us as Muslims, it is haram and not permissible to do so. Remember, because we know that this entire body, head to toe, is an amanat, is a trust which Almighty Allah entrusted to us. So may Almighty Allah protect us from these type of actions.
Ameen, ameen to ameen. Sister Arena Ustad, she says, morning to you, get well soon. And she says, AK, is there any benefit asking God for things, but we don't make efforts to attaining it? So why do we pray? Arena, Ustad.
My sister Arena, thank you for the message, and morning to all of you, the listeners, that remember, in life we go through vicissitudes. Today's modern life, the secularism, Zionism, capitalism, people only remember God Almighty Allah in difficult times, when there is death, when there is illness, when there is sickness. So I'm posing the question to you, my sister Arena, that why do you eat? Why do you drink? You know one day you have to die, but still you are eating and drinking. So in Islam, to use a fatalistic approach is not permissible. We must pray to Almighty Allah, and rightly said by you, we must make effort in that direction as well. I can't say, oh Almighty Allah, give me pious children, but I don't get married. So I must get married, I must fulfill the conjugal rights of my spouse, and then inshallah, God willing, the children will come. So we can't just be dreaming and praying and not making effort. We have to make the effort, because this world is the place of actions, and the year after is the place of rewards. So that is what Islam teaches us, Sister Arena.
I see Bobby says that you've probably heard, AK, about the farmer uprisings that are spreading throughout Europe, Ustad.
100%. This is, you must remember, the divine punishment. Because America, they have huge problems themselves. You know, Trump and the states, there are 50 states in America, and it's like half and half almost. So they already discussing, the Republican states, that they want to secede, they want to walk away and have their own countries. So this is the decline and the fall of America. Come to Europe, Western Europe, you see Britain, you see France, you see Portugal, you see Spain. Such a heat wave which they never experienced. And now they don't know what to do. They have the nuclear, they have the technology, but they cannot fight the divine punishment. So 1,000 people plus dead, 15,000-20,000 people evacuated, and the farms are burning. And Macron, you know Macron? Macron is the big terrorist of France.
Mm.
So he had a big meeting and he said that 200 square miles, 200 square kilometers, call it whatever you want to, have burnt already, scorched, finished. So they worried what's going to happen. You know, these countries, if you look at the land, it's very, very small compared to, say, you know, Egypt or other big countries like that. So for them, every inch is vital. And now with Putin holding all the trump cards, the gas he has, the grain he has, the wheat he has, and now if he must just tighten the, say, that I will not give you gas, I will not give you wheat, then what happens to Europe? Germany is already panicking. Germany already told Ukraine, we can't help you anymore, because they know Mr. Putin, Mr. Hitler is waiting for them. The more you're going to help Ukraine, then the more action I will take against you. This whole thing is boomeranging against Europe and against America. Therefore, we say, Putin, you put them in their place. You're doing the right thing. You are the new Hitler. We needed another Hitler, another Harami, to fix up this bunch of Haramis. If you don't know what is harami, it means a B with a capital B.
Subhanallah. Ustaz, I've got Sister Elizabeth. She says, morning to you. Get well soon as well. And she says, my Muslim friend named his son David or Daniel after my son. This is a Christian name, by the way. Are Muslims allowed to do this? Elizabeth, Ustaz.
Thank you, my sister Elizabeth, for all the prayers and wishes. Okay, yeah, Daniel is a Muslim name. Daniel means the one who comes near Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala. Dan, Kutufu Adaniya, Quran says. Yal, Il, all that means Allah. So the one who comes nearer, nearer to Allah. He was a prophet and he taught the people how to sow and all these type of things. So for her to keep the name Daniel, perfect, no problem. Instead of keeping David, she should have kept Dawood. Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam's honorable name is mentioned 16 times in the noble Quran. So, yes, she's suffering from a complex. She wants to be different. And that is a sign of arrogance and pride. So keep the name Dawood. David is permissible for you, but for her, it was much better and preferred to keep the name Dawood and not David. And Daniel, 100% perfect, keep the name. No problem with that.
Somebody says, Ustad, if I'm expecting an urgent call and I have started my namaz already, and while in sajda, my phone rings and I answer it, will I be a great sinner by doing so, Ustad?
Remember the previous question, Elizabeth, that every prophet selected by Almighty Allah, not elected by people, was a Muslim. No prophet came and his faith was Judaism or Christianity or Hinduism or Buddhism or any other ism. Every messenger from Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, to the last prophet of the Israelites, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. Every prophet was a Muslim, is a Muslim, will always be Muslim. And then the Prophet, peace be upon him, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with the international and global message, because the previous prophets and messengers would come for a specific place and a limited time and period. So Prophet Muhammad came, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin, a mercy to the entire universe and creation. You, the person who asked the question, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, was a genius. A person came to him. He said, you know, Imam, I lost something very, very precious. What must I do? For example, nowadays, a person lost a Kruger coin, or the lady lost some expensive jewelry. So he, Imam Abu Hanifa, told that person, go and read Salat, go and perform Namaz, go and pray. So in the prayer, he realized and if I remembered where he put that place, it was misplaced, you know. Nobody stole it. So he finished his salat and came and told Imam Abu Hanifa. He said, yes, the shaitan made you forget it. So the shaitan, Satan, Lucifer, did not want you to lengthen your prayer. So in the salat, he told you, that is the place where you placed it and you left it there for safekeeping. So you are expecting an important call. And now you are reading and performing salat. And whilst you are in salat, ruku, sajda, that call comes. So you continue with that salat. It's haram for you to break the salat for one lousy call. So you must remember this, that you can call that person after prayer. Nothing will happen. It's 2-3 minutes delay. No qiyamah will come or something. Nobody will really die. So remember, we need to get our priorities right. What is Islam? Al-aham fal-aham. The life of priorities. We need to know which decisions to take at the right time, at the right place.
Hussein, I have to read this question for you. I'm a student of Deen. Yesterday in Madrasa, when we were doing work, my friends were fighting with me because I said I'm with Mufti Sab because MBS is Murtad. So my friends asked me, he's a Muslim, he's got Iman, he's an Arab, and Allah chose him to be the king of Saudi. Nabi Salam says, don't ever speak bad of Arabs. What answer must I tell them? Hafiz Qasim, Ustad.
Hafiz Qasim, ask them, where's the hadith that you mustn't speak bad of the Arabs? Where's that hadith? Quran Sharif says, Tabbat yada, Abi Lahab yu watab. Ask them, Abu Lahab is a Zulu. Abu Lahab is an Indian. Abu Lahab is some American. So Allah is condemning Abu Lahab, 100% Arab, the chacha, the uncle of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 1. 2, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself said, authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, waylul lil Arab, woe and destruction to the Arabs. So these are idiots and jahils, they don't understand. If you don't understand that MBS is a murtad, he rejects hadith. In an interview, he said himself, I don't accept the ahadith in Bukhari and Muslim. He put Sanama in Medina Munawwara. He is the one who allowed the Jews and non-Muslims to come to Makkah and Medina. They removed the boards there in Medina. Lil Muslimina faqat. He is the person who puts urinals there in Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. He is the person who allows rave shows, musical shows to come to Saudi Arabia in Jeddah and Riyadh. He allows bikini beaches there in Jeddah. And he allows Formula One, the people who promote LGBT, the lesbian. And you yourself, if you got shirk regarding him, you yourself will end up murtad.
Yallah.
You must man shakka firtidadihi fa wa murtaddun indal fuqaha. When a person is 100% murtad and you yourself got doubt regarding him, yes, you might be ignorant, so then you must learn more. So remember, once you know the facts, then people like this, 100%, I got Quran in my hand. I say, wallahi, MBS is a murtad and I have Quran in my hand.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I see Hafiz Qasim say, Muftisab, I will tell them tonight when we're doing Mutala. Ustad.
They're child, they're ignorant people. You must remember that. So, you know, he's a king of Saudi Arabia. He's not even the king. So they don't even know that. You can see how foolish they are. He's the crown prince. He's still not the king. He's waiting to become the king.
I see your friend Frederick, Ustad. He says, I hear that your Muslims over 60 are not allowed to go for pilgrimage. Where is the logic, sir? Frederick, Ustad.
Not 60, rectified at 65. So I was not allowed to go because of this murtad, this apostate, MBS. MBS means murtad bin Satan, that the apostate and the children of Satan and Lucifer. So he thinks that our holy land belongs to him. He can make laws and do things as he likes and so forth. Therefore, he is one of the most humiliated person, disgraced person in the whole whole entire world. Surah chapter 22, verse number 18. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهِ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِيمٍ. When Almighty Allah disgraces you, then none can give you honor. And you see, he murdered Jamal Khashoggi to say rogue operation. Go tell that to the animals in the Kruger Park. He murdered thousands of people in Yemen, and millions are now displaced. One of the poorest countries in the world. You go and attack them, and they did not provoke you. They were not a threat to you. But he thought that he can just override them. The war is going on 7 years. 100% war criminal, 100% murderer, 100% murtad. So that is what he is. His legacy is. And Almighty Allah will deal with him. Our dua as Muslims, I'm not speaking of people who pay lip service to Islam. The true Muslims, we make dua. Allahumma sallit alayhi kalban min kilabik. Allahumma ahlik ala sa'ud kama ahlak ta'adaw wa samud. Allah Ta'ala must replace them and decimate them, destroy them.
I mean,
if there's no hidayat and guidance for them. Okay, next up.
Just one more question. There's a sister wants to know, Ustad, that asked Mufti Sahib, which surah in the Quran deals with inheritance, Ustad?
Almighty Allah tells us about inheritance in Surah 4, and that is Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, and that is Surah An-Nisa. And the exact verses you want to, then go to verses 7 to 14. From verse 7 to 14, you will find everything. But remember, you can't be studying inheritance on your own. You must have a teacher to teach you. Then only will you understand it. Okay, next up we have the news with Brother Uwais, and thereafter the Adhan, and thereafter Mona Khalid Yaqub. Barakallahu fiqh. Salah. Inshallah, 11 to 12 we will have our fiqh lesson, and that is the important events of Zulhijjah with Mona Zaid Khan and myself. Barakallahu fiqh. Salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.